Hey, Comfort. Thank you for joining me on the podcast. I'm going to ask you a few questions about Nigeria and how the economy is working there and other things. So the first question I have regarding Nigeria is, does Nigeria have a stock market?
A stock market, yes, we do have. But it's just like
Do you
said, I'm not sure
know?
one that has an idea
Go ahead.
about it. Do you have a stock market in Nigeria?
So do you know any companies on the stock market off the top of your head?
Majorly no, it's mostly banks I do know of. It's majorly
Okay.
commercial that I know that using the stock market or that work with the stock market or use the stock market. But every other company, I'm not sure I have an idea about.
That's fine, I understand. Not even many people in America can name companies on an exchange. Anyways, so does Nigeria make it easy to save money with the Nigerian currency? Because from what I understand, the naira is inflated and is currently having a lot of inflation. So that does that make it hard to save in Nigerian currency?
Yes, it's actually hard to save in Nigerian currency, but then there are other apps which we use to save money. Other than the commercial banks, we have other apps which we can actually keep our money there. But since we are earning in naira, most of us already feel it is majorly people that earn in dollars that actually feel the inflation more.
How big is the food industry? Is there a lot of food production, like in the markets in Akure or Lagos?
Nigeria doesn't have a lack of food problem. We have tons and tons of food. The only problem we have is bad roads to export those food productions to different states in the country. But if
That
it
makes
comes to
sense.
food, we have them in tons. Of course, we have land that we farm on.
Yep. So, all right. Let's see.
So how about the
So
American United States?
America we have a, sorry.
Yeah, I'm asking about the United States. How about there, the stock market? How many companies use it or indulge in the stock market? And how big it is?
A very good amount. However, there's a lot of small businesses in America that do not have the ability or easy access to raise capital in the stock market. This is prevented by the Securities and Exchange Commission, and they put up extreme barriers so that any company, it becomes a regulation nightmare as soon as they want to list shares for ownership. It still works pretty well for the companies that are on it. However, it's denominated in Federal Reserve notes, and the
But
whole market depends on the value of the Federal Reserve notes. In my dreams, in America, we'd have way easier access to list companies so that the world can invest. That's probably the biggest problem on Earth is lack of investability. Lack of ability to save your money.
why that?
When, like, for example, when a company, local company wants to raise money, one of
Okay.
their only options is a bank loan, a capital bank loan.
Okay.
And the interest rates can be high. The bank can demand collateral if the business fails. And if we had more liberal exchange policies that weren't prevented by bankers, we'd have a much bigger economy, even in America. Even though we already have the biggest economy, we'd flourish even more with Bitcoin, gold, silver, share ownership of, for example, Apple. So when you sell an Apple share, you'd receive Bitcoin, gold grams, or silver grams, as opposed to the central bank currency. That's a dream of mine, and I will be doing that with a company called Earth Exchange.
That's really interesting, and it's actually very good to have this big dream. But I think that when it comes to lending out loans to smaller businesses and companies, I feel like most banks do not trust smaller companies because they do not have anything to bid as a collateral should they refuse to pay off the loan. So that's why they usually give it more to bigger companies because they feel like bigger companies and bigger investors would always have something to bid as collateral should they refuse to pay the loan. That's my own understanding when it comes to smaller.
That's very correct. And collateral is very important in banking because if you don't have a backing for the loan you're taking, a lot of legal problems occur. But for example, with Earth Exchange, all the accounting, all the titles for the business would be easily accessible by every investor in the world, reducing the ability for fraud or a bad loan to occur. Even the most big companies have disagreements with how they explain their balance sheet to the investors. It's a regulation nightmare. And Earth Exchange solution would be to have all that data, every data point on the company, like for example, live transaction data. You can do this on the Bitcoin blockchain. Like for example, if you're selling iPhones and the market has live transaction data of iPhone sales, and then the investors will have more information. They'll have more desire to invest in Apple. And that's just one example.
That's really interesting. But how do you intend this, your company that you're trying to build, or you've already made plans building it? How do you intend to what's the word for it? To bring in the smaller
Start it?
company.
How do
Yeah,
I bring in the smaller companies? Yeah, I understand.
the smaller company.
Okay, so I want to start it in Argentina because they have a very smart president who understands free markets more than any president on earth in Argentina. He's named Javier Milei, and Argentina's like having a beautiful revolution where they're reducing regulations, they're making it easier for businesses to trade with the world, and they're reducing the burdens of the IMF or the central banks of the world on Argentina. So I think Javier Milei is the best example of a good leader on earth right now. And I'd be working with him to onboard every single Argentinian business to Earth Exchange with granular market data, granular transaction data, proving that exchanges can still be improved. Always in human civilization, things can be improved. And I think we're stuck in a rut of government bureaucracy globally, central bank bureaucracy globally. And I'm starting in Argentina soon. And I hope you come there and start your own business.
Argentina. I do hear Argentina doesn't accept blacks. So
What
I
was
don't
your
know how
what did you say?
I said I did hear one time, or it was trending on social media, that Argentina does not accept blacks. So I don't know how true it is because I haven't really left the country to that side of the country. So I don't
I
know
don't
if
think
it's
that's true. I don't think that's true. If it is true, that won't happen in the future. People aren't restricted based on their skin color, I don't think, in any country. But Africa is another good example of a place that can benefit tremendously by this, by liberating the exchange systems of the world. Because a lot of the times, African presidents take out large loans from worldwide banks in an effort to make their country more profitable. They have good intentions, but a lot of the times, these countries get stuck in a debt spiral caused by central banks once again. So by putting the exchanges back in the individuals' hands, back in the businesses of the world's hands, Africa will jump out of poverty in every country immediately.
Well,
so you might even want to stay there.
Well, it's actually a very brilliant idea because it will literally be working for individual people and not the country or the nation as a whole. Because when it comes to Africa and central bank debt, I feel like majority of the time this debt has been accumulated via their interest rate. Maybe their interest rate is on the high side. That's why the debt keeps accumulating and accumulating. But on the other end, I also do feel like if central banks can stop giving out loans to some African countries, maybe, just maybe, they'll be helping us strengthen our economy.
Yes, true. But think about this. If Nigeria had every business on the stock market and the whole world could invest in it, would there be a need for a central bank loan or government debt if every business was able to be invested in globally? Because I feel like the world wants to lift Africa out of poverty, and they want to see African cities built. They want to see African railroads built, but there's no means to do so.
The only means to do that is to stop lending loans to African countries and African presidents who misuse these loans for their own selfish interests and their own selfish reasons. That's just the way I feel. That's just what I feel the solution should be. It doesn't matter if African countries are ready to invest. I'm pretty sure that the people in the country are ready to invest, but the people who are in power are the ones making it difficult for the individuals in the country, the citizens, to find it very difficult to invest globally. So it is for our government to make it easier for us to be able to invest globally by making it at home here safe for us, giving us the assurance that if we invest in these global companies, in these national companies, we stand to gain a whole lot, and not just keep taking and taking and taking from us. Because I feel like that's another reason why it feels like, as if Africa is being backwards. Our government, the people are the ones doing all of these things.
That's true. The way the system works is the politically connected, the central banks get more preference in loaning. But another good news about Africa is your debt to GDP ratio, the amount of debt each country has versus their gross domestic production ratio, is pretty small compared to the world. For example, I think Japan has about 250% debt to GDP ratio, and Nigeria has about 38%. So that's really good news. I think African presidents are becoming more aware of this issue, which is great.
I hope they're aware. So how then will your company help African presidents? Because I feel like it's just going to be helping the people in that end, the people in Argentina, in US, in London, Germany, maybe just that era. Because over here, I'm trying to understand how your product that you're trying to build, or you're intending to build, is going to be of help to the African nations.
It will open up all the world's money to be able to invest permanently in Africa without taxation. So the way the process would work with Earth Exchange is, first, there'll be a time period where all Africans, all the local Africans, have the ability to invest in African business, giving them the first mover advantage, similar to what the central banks have done to the governments. They have the first mover advantage right now in the corrupt system we have. So with Earth Exchange, the locals would have the first ability to fund African production. And then soon after that, global investors will have the ability to invest in African production. And that's the process timeline of how to benefit Africans primarily first. But you have a great continent, a fertile continent with the weather in the sub-Saharan area, and your people want to be rich, which is very important. When like in America, people hate the rich, and they don't even want to be rich. All they want is to take the money away and put it in their pocket. But in Africa, I feel like the majority of the people have a desire to start their business, to make wealth, and to make Africa beautiful. And that's the will to be rich is very important in the economy. Well, that's another good thing about Africa.
Well, it's a good thing, but the purchasing power is low.
That's true. However, like, let's say all Africa had the ability to invest in Bitcoin in 2010 when it was $30 a Bitcoin. And then but instead they would have the ability to invest in Africa before the entire world. So that small purchasing power could go a long way longer than you think, I think.
From past history and from what we've actually observed with our own eyes, for those of us that have actually lived this earth for quite a long time, I haven't really seen any help from any outer world that's not African. They always just come to take. They claim they want to come help Africans, but at the end of the day, it keeps getting worse, and it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. It never gets better. So I just feel like the so-called international people or the other parts of the world should just try to stop wanting to invest in Africa. They should invest in their own world. I know it sounds absurd because it feels like I said we need help, but we are pushing it away. But you can't blame us, because majority of the time that the West keeps saying that they want to help us, we always end up losing something.
That makes sense. Like even back in the day when slaves were taken from African tribes, and it wasn't done the right way. There wasn't they weren't given the opportunity to start businesses in America, which is terrible. So that's true. A lot of the world has exploited Africa. And I feel like the last remaining exploiters, the main exploiters, are the government debt dealers. They're trying to profit off of taxation of Africans. So it's hard to believe that this could exist and help Africa. But any business should be welcoming capital. They should be welcoming the ability to grow. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. I understand you perfectly well. But since your project is still ongoing, I don't know if it has already started or you're intending to start it. But then good luck with it.
Thank you. Ask me about American economy. Maybe we can figure out how to make Nigeria better simply by comparing America to Nigeria.
Well, I really do not like comparing America to Nigeria because they're two distinct nations. I mean, America is up there. Nigeria is still struggling. Nigeria has actually produced strong people. Successful people, but the nation on its own is struggling to be successful. So having to compare it to America that has actually stood tall over the years is not a good idea.
It's true, but So can you think of off the top of your head a Nigerian businessman or woman by name? Anyone?
There are lots of Nigerian businessmen and women. I'm not sure I can actually pinpoint one. I do know of a lot. I've heard of quite a number, but I'm not sure I can actually pinpoint one. But if you're going to talk about the American economy, we're going to talk about the American economy at the positive level. So what is the positive aspect of the American economy?
Well, the positive aspect is most of the Americans believe in working hard and succeeding at the American dream, which is basically owning your own property, starting your own family, working with welfare systems to help the poor. And the good thing about America is that a lot of people still do have that dream to make a beautiful life. They're not so discouraged. So that's probably the most positive thing about the Americans.
Of course, I know it is, but the next question I want to ask, the American dream, do they ever own a property? Or they just own it for a period of time and then the government take it back?
Well, that's the problem right now. We have government debt burdens, state governments have debt, private citizens have debt because the world invests in American debt because we pay it back usually. That's probably the only reason that we're still the world reserve currency is because we have the ability to pay the debt. However, it's a long story of why it's not a perfect system in America. But we do, another positive thing about American economy is a company called CME Group, and it gives commodity production, the like big or small commodity production. Like, let's say you're mining copper, let's say you're mining lithium. There exists very efficient marketplace so that the world can deliver American goods. And I think that would help Nigeria very much if they had a company such as CME Group to distribute Nigerian production worldwide. That's another positive thing that we have that not many countries have.
But many countries can adapt to it if they get to know about it.
Exactly. And that's another project of Earth Exchange is getting all these countries onboarded so that they can list their commodities for global sale. One thing I disagree with Trump on, I guess it's a slight disagreement, is the tariffs. So, punishing nations with taxation if they import into America. The reason why it's only a slight disagreement is because it's true that the world has taken advantage of American production and the Americans haven't benefited in all the classes of America. So let's see. What else can we talk about? All right.
Okay,
All right.
that's
Yeah, go ahead. Ask me more questions.
not for now. No questions for now.
Sounds good. That was a good talk, though. I'm going to post it on Utopia.
All right, it was nice having
Thanks,
this
Comfort.
conversation with you. Thank you very much for your time.
Have a good evening. Good night.
You too.